For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, December the 29th, 2018. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Divisions, Isms, and Schisms in 2019.
Has everybody been blessed?
Amen.
Come on, let me say it. All right. Well, we want to give honor to God.
Yes, Father.
You know, I love that particular name of Jehovah Shammah.
Yes.
To Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. And to the Ruach HaKodesh.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit in Hebrew.
Yes.
We give honor.
To
our director, Merrill. The staff, Kevin, Patty, Linda, other staff members, fivefold ministry gifts that are here. I bless your gifts and your graces.
Yes.
And I thank God for your empowerment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's give a little praise. Come on. The Bible says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, that thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall do what?
Come to pass.
Is that correct? Okay. Can you just one more time stand with me? We want our voices to do what? Permeate the atmosphere. Okay. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
All right. We're going to pray a prayer to overcome satanic and demonic conspiracies. I release confusion against every demonic conspiracy
against
my life,
my
family,
my church,
my city,
in
the name of Jesus.
The secret counsel of the wicked
is turned into foolishness.
Those that are gathered against me,
my family,
ministry,
my church,
are scattered in the wind.
In the name of Jesus,
send out your lightnings, Lord.
Scatter the enemy.
Divide
their tongues.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
The gates and plans of hell
shall be rendered this night
null and void.
Now give
Yeshua a praise.
You may be seated, amen.
I'm excited about being here. How many of you are excited? Brother Kevin, keep me straight because I have a tendency to shift back and forth with the mic. rebuke me, brother. The Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love. Is that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get started. Before I give you a subject tonight, I want to share with you a dream. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 16, verse 7. The book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 7. Please. In Psalms chapter 16, verse 7, the Bible says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. How many of you know that God gives counsel in the night seasons?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
The Bible is fulfilling. Joel chapter 2 and Acts chapter 2, those of you taking notes, says, "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men, like myself and others here, shall dream dreams." Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
All right, amen. That means that we are night seers, we're prophetic, okay? All right, praise the Lord. Okay. We're in the season of the night seer. We're in the season where the Ruach HaKodesh is moving in dreams and visions, giving direction, giving warning, giving instruction, giving counsel. Is that right? But we have to be sensitive scripturally and of the Spirit to understand dream and vision language interpretation. Every dream and vision must be tested. Is that correct? 1 John 4:1, just write it down. The Bible says, "Believe not every spirit, but try those spirits whether they be of God." The word "try" in the Greek, if I'm correct, is dokimazo, which means discern, examine, test, and prove. Even dreams and visions must be what? Examined and tested and proved. I love 1 Corinthians 2:15. Just take the note for right now. We'll get the scriptures later. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 says these words: "He that is spiritual judgeth all things." That word "judgeth" means examine all things, test all things, discerns all things, and does what? Proves all things. How many of you are with me?
Amen.
Amen? All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, we get ready to get started here. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 23, just take notes. I got plenty more scriptures for you. We're going to get into our word in a little while. Jeremiah 23 talks about false dreams and false visions. Ecclesiastes 5, please write, says that a dream can come through a multitude of what? Business. Write this down. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 says what? That the name Jesus came through a dream. How many of you know that holy angels can infiltrate the dream realm?
Yes.
Is that right? The name of Yeshua, Jesus, came from what? A dream. And listen, and a word of wisdom by the angel prophesied, "Thou shalt have a son." And even identified the sex gender of the child through a dream. "And thou shalt call his name" what? Jesus. I believe there are not only prophets, but there are prophetic people who God is giving counsel in the night season. On the last week in October of the year of our Lord, 2018, I had a dream. And in the dream, we're going to read it first, and then we're going to go back and test it. In the dream, my wife and I were sitting in a pulpit at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And the pulpit was facing east. Okay? Director Merrill called all the instructors of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And he called each and every instructor, as my wife and I were in the pulpit observing in the dream. He said, "I want to have a meeting." Director Merrill was sitting in the middle, and all the instructors were seated all around him. And Director Merrill said these words, and I believe that the Ruach HaKodesh infiltrated the dream realm, because I didn't know anything about anything. Director Merrill said, real calmly, "There shall be no divisions, isms, or schisms in 2019 and beyond." Let me say that again. He said it calmly. He said, "There shall be no divisions, isms, and schisms in 2019 or beyond." Now, to be honest with you, I don't know much about the ism and the schism and the schism and the ism. But how many of you know that God knows? Is that right? And the Ruach HaKodesh will reveal the Father's heart. Is that right? All of a sudden, as my wife and I were observing, one of the instructors challenged what Director Merrill said. And he stood up with an apostolic prophetic boldness. But he said it with agape love. But it was like an apostolic prophetic boldness. And he said these words. He said, I said, there will be no divisions, isms, or schisms at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in the 2019 New Year. Now, Merrill is here at the Church of the Flesh. But the Spirit of God looked inside of Lake Hamilton. I was an observer. Okay? Don't stop the messenger. I was an observer. And the Ruach HaKodesh spoke through him and said, no divisions, isms, or schisms in 2019 and the year beyond. Turn your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 43. The book of Ezekiel chapter 43. Let's look at verses 1 and 2. In Ezekiel chapter 43, let's look at verses 1 and 2. In verse 1, the Bible says, afterward the man, and I'm reading from the Amplified, afterward the man, an angel, brought me to the gate that faces to the east. I'm going to get to my subject later.
Okay.
In verse 2, the Bible says, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth was but shown with his glory. So in testing the dream, we see that what? The pulpit facing the east. We see that the glory of God comes from the east.
Amen.
In testing the dream, he was sitting in the midst of instructors on what she had called a meeting. And he said to them that there will be no divisions, isms, or schisms in 2019. Turn to the book of Job, chapter 33. The book of Job, chapter 33, please. Let's look at verses 14 and 18. And what we're doing, we're confirming and we're examining, we're discerning, and we're testing this dream. Look at Job chapter 33. Let's look at verse 14 through 18. Verse 14. For God does reveal his will. God does reveal his will. He speaks not only once, but more than once, even though men do not regard it, including you, Job. Look at verse 15 closely. One may hear God's voice in a dream. Now this is confirmation that we can hear God's voice in a dream. In a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering upon the bed. Look at verse 16. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, terrifying them with warnings. The Bible says that God gives instruction and God gives warning through dreams and visions. Look at verse 17. That he might withdraw man from his purpose. How many of you know that sometimes we are going in the wrong direction? And God will use dreams and visions to do what? Turn us away from our purpose and our destiny into his proper alignment. Look what it says. And cut off pride from him. And disgusting him with his own disappointing self-sufficiency. Now look at verse 18 closely, please. He holds him back from the pit for destruction and his life from perishing by the sword of God's destructive judgment. So we see that God does give instruction through dreams and vision. He gives warning through dreams and vision. God is concerned about your purpose. He's concerned about your destiny. Because pride wants to go the way that it wants to go. Is that right? Whether a nation, whether a city, or whether a family, or whether a church. Okay? All right. Turn to Psalms chapter 17, verse 3. Psalms chapter 17. Let's look at verse 3, please. And Psalms chapter 17, verse 3, the Bible says, You have proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. How many of you know that there's a visitation of the Ruach HaKodesh in the night hours? You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and find nothing. The Ruach HaKodesh will visit you when you're upon your beds and you sleep at night. God is examining you. Look what it says. You have tried me and find nothing. And no evil purpose in me. I have purpose that my mouth shall not what? Transgress. All right. What is our subject? Our subject is no divisions, isms, and schisms in 2019 and beyond. Well, let me add something. At Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Okay? I don't know what God knows. I haven't been here in about, 12 months? Number 12 is apostolic order. Amen. But God knows. Is that right? God knows. All right. Turn to the book of Jude, verse 17 and 19. The book of Jude, verse 17 and 19. You'll find the book of Jude before the book of Revelation. How many of you know that the Lord will give you homework? What's that scripture? Is it Proverbs 25:2 or Proverbs 26 that says, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the wisdom of a king to do what? Search it out. Okay. All right. Look at verse 17. Let's look at verse 19. The book of Jude. Jude is before the book of Revelation. Okay? Verses 17 and 19. Everybody ready? Somebody, is there some confusion? Is everybody okay? Houston, we have a problem. Is everybody okay? All right. Verse 17, but you must remember, beloved, the predictions which were made by the apostles, the special messages of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Look at verse 18. They told you beforehand, in the last days, in the end time, there will be scoffers who seek to gratify their own unholy desires, following after their own ungodly passions. Now look at verse 19 real closely. It is these who are agitators, setting up distinctions and causing divisions, merely sensual creatures, carnal, worldly-minded people, devoid of the Holy Spirit and destitute of any spiritual life. The Bible says that in the last days, that in the end times, there will be a rise in scoffers. Look what it says right here in verse 1, 18. There will be a rise, or there will be a manifestation of scoffers, which will be an end time sign. There will be a rise of men and women who are on satanic assignments, who will come into the assembly, who will come into the church and cause divisions. Look what the Bible says. Many will come as a satanic assignment to destroy the assembly. We are in the season of 1 Corinthians 12, the gift of discerning of spirits. We must begin to pray, God, impart the gift of discerning of spirits. Bring me to another level, another dimension of authority, that I can discern the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. Because the Bible says that scoffers will do what? They're going to come. They're going to come. Turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 10. Let's look at verse 17 and 18. Book of St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. And before we read, I want to say one thing that Jesus said. Jesus said, beware of men. Look what Jesus said. And we get ready to read those verses. He said what? Beware of men. Okay? Look at verse 17. Be on guard against men, whose way of nature is to act in opposition to God. For they will deliver you up to their counsels, and they will do what? flog you in the synagogues. Look what it says in verse 18. And you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles, the nations. We're in a time, as believers, we must be discerning about satanic assignments that come into the body of Christ, that come into the church, that come into to the assembly. God bless our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump. Because the Bible says in Exodus chapter 30, it says that God told Israel to purge the land of rebels. Purge the land of what? Rebels. And this is what our commander-in-chief is doing.
Amen.
And I believe the same thing stands for in the book of Malachi, where the Lord said that he's going to purge the sons of Levi. I want to say to every minister, every pastor that's seated here today, there's a purging coming into the pulpit. There's a fire of God coming. There's a burning that's coming into the pulpit. God says that I'm going to purge the sons of Levi. And if you're a son of Levi, get ready to be burnt, like Wynn Worley once said, extra crispy. We're in the season of a purge. That which is not like Jesus, it has to go. How many of you are with me here? Okay. All right. Let's move on. What is the biblical definition of a scoffer? The biblical definition of a scoffer is a mocker. Somebody comes into the church, they're a mocker. They are what? A scorner. They come into the assembly, they are ridiculer. They come into the assembly, they show them what? Contempt for others. How many of you are with me here? Think with me. There's going to be a rise, which is the end time sign of scoffers. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. It's getting awfully quiet. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22, please. Brother, I thought you was going to just talk a little sweet Jesus sermon. My goodness. Okay. All right. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. All right. The Bible says, how long, O simple ones, open to evil, will you love being simple? And the scoffer... And the scoffers delight in scoffing. And self-confident fools hate what? They hate knowledge. Now, once again, the Bible said that a scoffer delights in doing what? Scoffing people. Scoffing any or everybody in the assembly. I began to write, and I began to write some of the end-time manifestation of a last-day scoffer. How to discern or how to not bear witness with an end-time scoffer that comes into the assembly. They love to come below the saints. They come to ridicule the saints. Hello? Not only that, I just heard in my heart, even the White House has isms and schisms. There are families that have isms and schisms. Some of you on your jobs, you got some isms and some what? Schisms. Thank you, Lord, for that new word. All right. A scoffer also scorns or scoffs. Just because you're a fivefold ministry, that does not mean that you don't have the spirit of a scoffer. Hello, saints. I'm transparent. Am I guilty? Yes, I am. And I ask God to forgive me. Once I began to study this, I couldn't believe it. Because I was ignorant. Scoffing. Then it says they love to come into the assembly and discredit people. How about taking a verbal swipe? They find fault with everything that they do. If you find fault with anything that your brothers and sisters do, you need to check yourself to see if you got a spirit of a scoffer. They condemn others. They condemn their brothers and sisters to promote themselves. End time manifestation. They badmouth. They denigrate. And here's a word I found in a dictionary about a scoffer. They love to poo-poo on people. That's in the dictionary. Poo-poo. nine little kids, they're going to say, what did he say? Dad, did you hear what that preacher said? All right. In the Hebraic translation, a scoffer and a fool are the same. But listen, the Lord says, call no man a fool. Is that right? But the Hebraic translation says, a scoffer is the same as a fool. Whether you're a fivefold minister, whether you're a bishop or an elder, if you're a scoffer, is that right? Turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 22. Mark chapter 5, verse 22, please. How many of you know you can have fun in the Lord?
Amen.
Is that right? All right, St. Mark chapter 5, let's look at verse 22, please. I'll tell you what, change that scripture, please. Human error. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7. Okay? All right. Everybody ready? Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7. Okay? In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7, the Bible says, he who rebukes a scorner heaps upon himself abuse. And he who reproves a wicked man gets for himself bruises. Now the King James Dictionary says, of a scorner is the same as a scoffer. Okay? In other words, a scoffer will respond violently and abusive to correction. A scoffer does not want to be corrected. Hello, saints. They will respond what? Violently. And they will respond what? Abusively if you try to set them in order. Especially in this assembly. Turn to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. A wise son heeds and is the fruit of his father's instruction and correction. But a scoffer listens not to rebuke. A scoffer refuses to be rebuked. You don't tell me nothing because my name is Mr. Narcissistic Narcissist. Hello, saints. Come on, hello, saints. Some of you got family members. Some of you been to churches. Well, you know Michael Scoffer, Billy Scoffer, Joe Scoffer, Elizabeth Scoffer, Sally Scoffer, Henrietta Scoffer. You don't correct them. Who are you? Is that right? Oh, goodness. It's getting good. I'm getting to like this myself. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9, look at verse 12. Proverbs chapter 9, look at verse 12. Verse 12 says, if you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scorn, you will alone bear it and pay the penalty. The Bible says you have to pay the penalty of scorning people. Be a scoffer. There's a penalty that you have to pay if you are what? A scoffer. Scoffers really ridicule anyone who stands against them in the assembly. A scoffer, oh, here's a good one. A scoffer will recruit others to join their side to get you to leave the assembly. They'll go out and recruit others to get you to do what? To come on their side. Is that right? To tell you how evil and wicked the assembly is so they can get you into their first church of the deep freeze. Scoffers will be below the leadership of the assembly and they will be below the congregation. They are religious narcissists who have a wolf spirit. Oh, man. Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20. The book of Acts, chapter 20. Let's look at verse 29 and 31. Scoffer will belittle the leadership of the assembly in the congregation because they are religious narcissists and they manifest a wolf spirit. Look at verse 29 of Acts 20. Apostle Paul, I know that after I'm gone, ferocious wolves will get in among you, not sparing the flock. Look at verse 30. Even from among your own selves. Men will come to the front who, by saying perverse, distorted, and corrupt things, will endeavor to draw away disciples. Draw away disciples after them to their own party. Look what verse 31 says. Therefore be always on the alert. Beware of men. Be on guard. Be mindful that for 3 years I never stopped day and night, seriously, to admonish and advise and exhort you with what tears. The Bible says, know them that labor among you.
Yes.
Is that right? And we're in the time, and I'm going to say something, saints. You know, I'm going to say this coming from my heart. We're in a time, you must have the gift of discerning, Brother Randy, because you don't know what's walking in that door. A clone, a Nephilim, or a werewolf. You don't know what's coming into God's house. A reptilian, a Luciferian, you don't know. You don't know. That's why we need discerning. I was with my wife and I were in Coronavaca, Mexico. And I had a dream the day before I was to minister. And I saw this lady, she had a mask on her face. And the Ruach HaKodesh came into my dream and said, she's a witch, she's a witch, she's a witch. And I told my wife, I said, I had a dream about a witch. I said, I guess I'll minister about a witch. And when I started ministering about the witch, there were three in the congregation who jumped up and started loosing curses on me, on myself and the pastor of the church. We started taking authority over them and they started running out the assembly.
Amen.
Listen, we're in the time, the church is at war.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. Come on, saints. We can't be lackadaisical anymore. We can't be just free spirit.
Right.
Is that right? We have to test things. We have to examine things. We have to discern things. We have to prove things. Turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 14. Let's look at verse 6, please. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6, it says, a scoffer seeks wisdom in vain, for his very attitude blinds and deafens him to it. But knowledge is easy to him who being teachable that what they understand. In other words, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6, a scoffer's attitude or personality disorder blinds and deafens him and her in the assembly. The Bible says, There's a way that seems right to a man that leads to what? Destruction. Listen, I was amazed when I did a teaching on personality disorder. Of all the personnel, and they are precious people, and God loves them and so do we. But there are many people who are bound by personality disorders. And they are demonic. They need deliverance. They need healing. They need freedom. We have to discern at this hour who or what we're dealing with. Not suspicious, not judgmental, but operate in agape love.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, saints. A lot of ministries are getting hurt. There's a ministry in Atlanta right now. He brought in a worldwide hypnotist, a celebrity hypnotist, to empower the people. And I told one of the members, I said, do you know what hypnotism does? It can destroy brain cells. It can cause seizures. Hello, hello, hello. Most people that I know have been under hypnosis, they talk about reincarnation and astral projection. We must be discerning what we're dealing with and who we're dealing with. Turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 29, let's look at verse 8. In verse 8 it says, scoffers set a city of fire. They love to do what? Inflame the minds of the people. But wise men do what? Turn away from their wrath. Or scoffers try to destroy the minds of the people. That's an end time manifestation. You can have an assembly, you can have a church, but when a scoffer's assignment is to come infiltrate that church and destroy everybody's mind toward the leadership and toward the body of Christ. How many of you know the Bible says the God of this world have what? Blinded their what? Minds. Okay? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. Proverbs chapter 19, let's look at verse 29. Look what the Lord says about a scoffer. Judgments are prepared for scoffers. Judgments are prepared for scoffers and strike for the backs of a self-confident fool. If you're a scoffer, guess what? You're under God's judgment. Okay? Proverbs chapter 24, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 24, then look at verse 9, please. In verse 9, it says, the plans of the foolish and the thought of foolishness is a sin. But the scoffer is an abomination to men. Look what the Lord says about a scoffer. They are what? An abomination to who? To men. Look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 10. Look what the Lord has to say about a scoffer. Anybody know any scoffers? Well, here's what the Lord said do with them. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 10. Drive out the scoffer. And contention will go out, and strife and abuse will cease. Hello, saints. This may be hard, but God says you drive out the scoffer, and guess what? You won't have any more contention or any arguments or any confusion. Then it says something else, and strife and abuse will do what? It will cease in the assembly. It will cease in the church. Hear my heart today. Scoffers have torn down many churches. Many people have left ministry because of a scoffer. God says, look what he says, drive him out. Put him in his Benz or his Rolls Royce and send him his way. Put him in his airplane. Pan Am. Delta. Send him his way. And guess what? You will cause the stronghold that's in the church to be relieved.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How many of you damn blessed by this? Okay. Let's go to back to Jude 19, verse 19. Jude, verse 19. Everybody ready? In verse 19 it says, it is those who are agitators setting up distinctions and causing what? Divisions. Merely sensual creatures, carnal, worldly-minded people, devoid of the Holy Spirit and destitute of any higher spiritual life. The dictionary says that division. I looked up some definition for division and I found some synonyms for division. Number one, cause a split and a separation in the church. That's what division is. Cause others to be divided against someone or a group. That's what division is. To divorce, disassociate, or dissever someone in the body of Christ. Division. Causing a breach in the unity of the assembly. That's a division. Causing a breach where? In the unity of what? The assembly. Seeking to cause others to do what? Detach from where? From the assembly. That's what division is. Now I can see the Father's heart. What was he saying to the Hamilton? He's saying that I'm bringing you into a new season, into a new beginning of 2019. But there shall be no divisions or isms and schisms in 2019 and beyond. How many of you are with me here?
Amen.
Well, then give Jesus another praise. Turn to the book of Romans chapter 16, please. The book of Romans chapter 16. Let's look at verses 17 and 18. The book of Romans chapter 16. Let's look at verses 17 and what? 18. In verse 17, the Bible says, I appeal to you, brethren, to be on guard. Beware of men. Be on guard concerning those who create dissensions and difficulties and cause divisions in opposition to the doctrine, the teaching which you have been taught. I warn you to turn aside from them to do what? Avoid them. The Bible says if someone is causing difficulties in the vision of the assembly, the Bible says do what to them?
Avoid them.
Look at verse 18. For such persons do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites and base desires. And by ingratiating and flattering speech, they beguile the hearts of the unsuspecting and simple-minded people. How many of you know that somebody that's rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, they will not be able to persuade them?
Amen.
But if you got a believer that they're weak-minded and they're not rooted and they're not grounded, they can easily be persuaded.
Amen.
Look what it says again. It says what in verse 16? Chapter 16, 17, 18. It says, mark them which cause divisions contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. The word mark comes from the Greek word scopio. Scopio means to look at, behold them, watch them that cause division. Metaphorically, it means this. Look at those in the assembly that cause division. Why? Because Satan wants to destroy the unity and peace of the church, the unity and peace of the assembly. And that's what isms and schisms and divisions are doing in the White House. They are those who are not in alignment with the commander-in-chief. Hello, saints. They are those who are still in the White House caught up in the paralysis of analysis. Okay? Caught up with the deep state. I'm not afraid. Hello? The global elite. I'm not afraid. They don't want to change. They don't want to go through a metamorphosis. Our radical value of changes. Listen, because Trump, no doubt about it, I'm not politicking, but he's the man that God has chosen. So why don't you just get aboard and start praying for him? Saul was the people's choice. He was not God's choice. He was the people's choice. What's wrong with America? We're under mass mind control watching the media. We want the people's choice. We don't want God's choice.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.